Now, have you heard them called batter cakes or fritters or flitters or anything like that?
Yes, I would almost name it. They're pancakes.
Okay. Well, now, do you remember, once again, do you remember what your grandmother called them or what your mother called them?
Pancakes.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Fat back.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joe and hog's head and things like that?
Pressed meat.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
South meat.
Okay. Would you say that again, please?
South meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? When you bite into a cherry.
Meaning the seed.
Uh-huh. And what about the same thing in a peach?
Cone.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Meat stick to the seed? Mm-hmm. One that doesn't stick called a clear seed.
Okay. And how about the one that does stick?
I don't know. I don't remember my name.
Okay, well, any of these familiar? Pressed peach or clingstone or plum peach?
Plum peach, yeah. Yeah, them. Okay.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Kentucky Wonder Bean. Green bean.
Okay.
And the yellow bean.
Okay. And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter bean.
What do you call the tops of turnips that people can eat?
Turnip tops.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard that called something else when it's cooked? Not familiar with the term turnip salad?
Oh, yes, that young green. I cook some of those for dinner.
Oh, so that's, oh, I didn't know that there was a difference in the age of the turnip green.
Yes. They're salad now. You look at my garden now, they're small, they're called salad now.
But then when they get older,
oh, they're turnips.
Now that sure is interesting. I didn't know that. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
What do you call a little animal that's sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
It's a rat.
Okay. Do you all have chipmunks or ground squirrels around here?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells?
What's that animal name? Now, old people used to call them polecats, but that isn't the name.
Okay.
What you call a polecat? Skunk. Skunk. Okay. I told you my brain was functioning. Ask me too much.
Well, listen, have you ever heard it called a civet cat or a city cat or something like that? Somebody I was talking to gave me that name and I've never heard it before. What do you call a little creature that's about as big as my fist and it hops along the ground? Some of these things live near the water.
Oh, frogs.
What do you call one of these things that lives on land?
What, frogs?
Uh-huh. You have a special name for the one that lives on the land?
One is a toad frog. It stays on the land, and bullfrogs that go in the water.
Right. What do you call a small variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise?
Crickets?
No, this is a kind of frog, and I think they live up in trees.
Frogs?
Yeah.
I can see.